Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now, from the Winter Games of 2022 to the bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympics in Boston, the one that's now fading quickly into history, the plan extended beyond Boston's borders. It went to Quincy and Lowell and as far south as New Bedford. In fact, New Bedford was slated to host the Olympic sailing events. And as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the bid's demise is the latest in a string of big economic disappointments for New Bedford.
New Bedford often conjures an image of struggling schools, high unemployment, and violence in the streets. But that's only one side of the city, and some say hosting the Olympic sailing events would have given New Bedford the chance to show its better face.
The city gets, you know, a bad rap. Of course, there are issues in New Bedford. No one's going to deny that, but there are lots of opportunities, and it's beautiful. I mean, look at it right here.
Beth Sylvia enjoyed a walk at windy Fort Tabor in the city's south end. The Civil War-era fort sits on a peninsula that juts into Buzzards Bay. Dozens of sailboats could be seen from the park's vast lawn, the spot that would have hosted 10,000 Olympic spectators. Sylvia can understand why many Bostonians opposed the bid, but in a city with almost no traffic, where officials said zero tax dollars would be spent on the Games, she says there seemed to be few downsides.
I think I would have voted for it just because I think it's an awesome opportunity. I have kids, you know, to see the Olympics in their backyard, especially like the sailing here in Buzzards Bay would have been phenomenal.
The executive director of U.S. Sailing, the sport's governing body, grew up in nearby Marion, an oceanside suburb more Nantucket than New Bedford. His name is Jack Gearhart, and he saw the possibility of Olympic sailing in New Bedford. He believed it would build up infrastructure, even a national sailing academy, and showcase an undervalued resource.
I think it helped people in the community here realize that there's this sort of gem that we have that we need to exploit.
Gearhart was giddy. He pitched the idea to Mayor John Mitchell.
If New Bedford had been the sailing site, people all over the place would have come to know New Bedford as a premier sailing destination in the United States. And that would have done a lot for the city's brand, for sure, as a place with a diverse economy and a city on the move.
But the bid wasn't to be. The news this week that the U.S. Olympic Committee was withdrawing its support for Boston was the latest in a series of high-profile blows for New Bedford. In the winter, Cape Wind, an offshore wind project that would be based out of New Bedford, terminated its contract to do business in the city. And just last week, a developer proposing a $650 million casino on the New Bedford waterfront suddenly ended its bid for a gaming license. But Mayor Mitchell tries to focus on the positive. He says New Bedford may not be hitting home runs, but it's hitting lots of singles and doubles, adding jobs and cutting the unemployment rate.
Every once in a while, there may be something that we go for that would be really big. So whether it's a casino or the Olympics, so long as it's consonant with our plans, we'll give it a try, knowing that nothing's guaranteed.
Not everybody was on board with the Olympics in the first place. Some believed money pledged for the Games would be better spent on transportation and schools. Corinne Williams heads the Community Economic Development Center in New Bedford.
Overall, I think the Olympics was just going to be another drain on Massachusetts, and especially in regions that are underserved and under-resourced. And we, you know, probably couldn't afford these cost overruns that would accrue basically to benefit Boston and not so much the rest of the state.
That's something you hear a lot in this city and others like it. What's it going to take to catch up with the economic performance of Greater Boston? William says you can't count on the mega projects.
You're not going to get these big wins and big projects that are going to be the silver bullet. But I think the patient work of rebuilding neighborhoods, working with small companies that can create jobs in local communities, that's the real economic development that we really should focus on.
That might not sound as sexy as seaside casinos and international sporting events. But with Boston 2024 behind us, Williams says it's the little things that make a difference in people's lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.